Hello, this is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Saturday, August 5th, 2017. Welcome to episode 17 of Amy Talks About Stuff. I hope you can hear me well enough. It is a little bit noisy. I am outside, not really on a street, but in front of a building. Tonight's episode of Amy Talks About Stuff is coming to you live from the Omaha Design Center in beautiful downtown Omaha, Nebraska, on a gorgeous, perfect night. I am here at Youth Emergency Services annual Dance for a Chance fundraiser night, and I'm here to... Oh, here's my car. I started rolling while I was waiting for the valet parker people to bring me my car. And I'm going to pause so I can get into it. Okay, pressing the resume button. I'm going to continue talking. It's not the first time I've done a car cast, but it is the first time I've started one before I got into the car. So, to continue with what I was saying, Youth Emergency Services is a charitable organization here in Omaha, Nebraska, that provides a homeless shelter and various other forms of social services and support to at-risk youth between the ages of 12 and 21. And I'm here to... every year they have a fundraiser event called Dance for a Chance, where several fairly well-known community members and get... dance lessons from volunteer dance instructors and do a Dancing with the Stars style performance, and we get to vote on whose dance performance we liked the best. Sorry, I have to turn my head. I'm trying to turn. Where was I? The way that I'm connected to Youth Emergency Services is that I am on the board of directors for another charitable effort for one of my Episcopal Church's food pantry around here, and one of the most important things that the food pantry does is support Youth Emergency Services by providing food in grocery bags. We distribute it to them so that they can feed the kids, or the youth, rather. And that's how we heard, we're having this fundraiser. So our board treasurer said, hey, everybody, Youth Emergency Services is having a fundraiser. Is everybody in favor of us buying fundraiser tickets? And the majority of us said, yeah, sure, absolutely. We want to support them in any way we can. And unfortunately, everyone else on the board, I think, was either doing something else tonight or is on vacation. So I got to represent a Dean Freaky Food Pantry all by myself. But that was okay. I'm definitely glad I came. I had a lot of fun doing it. The Dancing with the Stars style dance performances were really fun to watch, and I got a nice dinner out of it. Buffet appetizer food, but it was really good buffet appetizer food, and it was all catered, and I liked it. I sat with and talked to one of Yes's board members, and she was very appreciative, and it was nice to meet her. Met one of my work co-workers, not one I work with very closely, but we knew each other, and I was surprised to see him there, and we got to catch up. So that was my night tonight. This is kind of more of a diary podcasting episode, but that was fun, and I'd never done it before, and I really loved it, getting that I got a chance to do something cool and exciting for the community and get my mind off work after work. And they finished wrapping up, they finished giving out awards at the end of the night at about 8:30, so it's not even totally dark yet. and I don't, and I'll be able to go to bed at a reasonable hour so I can get up and go to work tomorrow morning. And I look forward to sharing the experience with the rest of the board, and also I get to rehost this on my site, add a picture, and upload it when I get home. I'm going to wait to press the SoundCloud upload button until I get home and am on Wi-Fi, and then, but I submitted my feed on my personal site to Dog Days of Podcasting, so I need to put it on my personal site too, which is just a good idea in general. To go off on a tangent about the logistics of podcasting. So this has been my first car cast of the year. There will probably be car casts for the next 3 days in a row, I would imagine, since I have a very full, very busy Saturday and Sunday for you. And pardon the diary podcasting, but that's kind of what my show is going to be about for the next few days. Hopefully next Monday or Tuesday, I'll be able to sit down and do some production. Thank you very much for listening to episode 17 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Have a great night.